Since you're up this early, you probably avoided New Year's Eve excesses and are well-rested, clear-headed, and ready to watch college bowl games attentively. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders what people used to do in the days before spectator sports.
Now, I appreciate that many wise and sensitive citizens don't give a fig about sports, but many others the world over are devoted to them. That's the type I wonder about. Without sports, without bowl games, and the NBA and the NHL, what exactly were these sorts of people doing with their time back, say, 200 years ago on January 1st, 1803, when Thomas Jefferson sat in the White House? Not only were there no sports to speak of then, but the president was mighty glad of it. Games played with the ball, Mr. Jefferson declared, are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Of course, I am not really talking about playing games, which every culture has done with pleasure. A man should spend his whole life at play, Plato himself opined. I'm talking about spectator sports. Oh, there's always been the occasional sports festivals like the Olympics or the fair at Nottingham when Robin Hood split the arrow. But only in the latter part of the 19th century did spectator games take on a quotidian aspect. Did they begin to assume an everyday place in our lives? Now, since television, they have become simply ubiquitous. I remember as a child learning with wonder that at every moment of every day, a Tarzan movie was playing somewhere in the world. Well, now literally any fan anywhere who wanted to could watch a sporting event every waking moment of every day. Plus, sports talk is constant upon the radio. Sports articles, statistics, betting odds fill more and more newspaper columns and periodical pages. What did all the people who devour this stuff do before there was sports? What did they think about? What did they talk about with their buddies? They couldn't have talked about sex all the time, could they? Am I crazy to wonder about things like this? After all, it is not just sports themselves. Sports has spilled over to infect so much of the rest of our lives. Wins and losses, standings matter so much more now. Everything is ratings and polls. This is all the sportification of the world. The games are always on, always around us. What was it like, Gramps, before sports? There 200 New Year's days ago, is President Jefferson sitting in the White House fulminating about ball games, while outside men and women are meeting each other, and none are talking about the Fiesta Bowl or will the Lakers get straightened out or who do you like in the wild card games? What were they talking about? What did involve them? What in the world filled that vacuum before sports came along?